Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
Let's take a trip back to those carefree days of yore, all the way back to October. Hey there, this is Jim, coming at you here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Patrick Foster is off today. You will hear from him this week, I would imagine. We are into our monthly new music series here on the pod. Every month, we take a look back at music released in the previous month. We talk about that music. We encourage listeners to call in with their discoveries. Patrick will give you his pick as well at some point. Possibly tomorrow, possibly another day. Who can tell? But we kick off things with my picks. And again, I don't know what anyone else picked. If I'm stepping on any toes, well, I am sorry. Those toes will heal, I'm sure. All right. I'm going to kick things off here with one of my favorite bands in the whole wide world. That band is called Superchunk. And this is actually a cover song that they put out right at the end of October, literally. October 31st, Halloween, and it is a cover of a song by an Oregon band called Dead Moon. You may or may not remember them. Doesn't really matter that much. What does matter is this song, I think, speaks to things. It is called Fire in the Western World. All right, there you go. Superchunk, Fire in the Western World. That song was released on October 31st. It is just a one-off single. They apparently put out a limited edition of 7 inches that you could buy on their Australian tour. So to any of our Australian listeners, if you were lucky enough to see Superchunk and pick up one of those 7 inches, well, that's great for you, mate. All right. Let's see. When I mentioned the carefree times of October, of course I was talking about baseball. Of course I was talking about baseball, the World Series in October. And, you know, this was an interesting World Series because, you know, you had that sort of classic matchup. I believe this was the 12th time in history the Yankees and the Dodgers have faced off in the Fall Classic. And coincidentally, I got so into baseball this year because my Tigers actually did well, and things are looking up. And I got so into baseball this year, it sort of rekindled my passion for the game. And I finally got around to watching, 30 years later, I watched the Ken Burns baseball docuseries. And it was just delightful. I loved it. And it got me to thinking, you know, why doesn't anybody write songs about baseball players anymore? Like, that used to be a thing. There was a Jackie Robinson song. There was a Joe DiMaggio song. There was a Willie Mays song. I'm sure there were many others. You hear these songs played, of course, in that documentary series, and I was familiar with them already. But, you know, it was a thing. Athletes so captured the public's imagination that people would write songs about them. Where did that tradition go? Well, a little band called The Baseball Project has brought it back. The Baseball Project is like an indie supergroup, and they just write and record songs about baseball. The band is composed of Peter Buck and Mike Mills from REM, Scott McCoy from Young Fresh Fellows, Steve Wynn of the Dream Syndicate, and Linda Pittman, who has been in a number of different bands. So they put out a single right as the postseason was beginning in October called Ohtani. All right, there you go. Ohtani by The Baseball Project. Again, that was another, just a single that came out. Okay, I'm going to play one more original song here and then one more cover. So the original I want to play is by Bartiz Strange. The song is called Sober. This is from his upcoming album called Horror, which will be released February 14th on 4AD Records. Bartiz Strange lives in the Washington, D.C. area. But he is originally from Ipswich, England. Of course, Ipswich, home of the Tractor Boys. If you listen to this podcast, that might mean something to you. Now, this song, Sober, I'm going to read to you a quote here from Bartiz Strange about the song. He says, it's about falling short in a relationship over and over and drinking because of it. I think this is something a lot of people can probably relate to. Being in love but not being the best at showing it or feeling successful within it, and being afraid that this is something you'll always deal with because you never really saw a better example of how love works. All right. So, best of luck, Bartiz. I hope you find what you're looking for. In the meantime, we're going to enjoy your song here. We'll be right back. All right, there you go. Sober by Bartiz Strange. Check out his music. He's great. Okay, I'm going to leave you now with a cover song. But before I do that, I should give a little shout out here to my good friend, Jesse Jackson, the podcast host, that is, Jesse Jackson. He does a podcast about Bruce Springsteen fans. It's really about the fans. It's a fan show. And it's really quite enjoyable, quite entertaining. And he was doing a project this month, which is November. It's like 30 days of Springsteen. And there's a podcast episode every day, and different fans talk about their favorite albums. One particular album that is their favorite, I should say. And he had me on, and I talked about The River. And I just adore the album The River. And if you get a chance, go check that out. If you don't get enough of me on this podcast, well, man, you'll really get enough of me on that one, because I went on and on and on. But in my defense, it's a double album. All right. So anyway, go look for Set Lusting Bruce. You can find it on the same podcast platform that you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure. And then look for my episode, which came out just a couple of days ago. I think it was on Friday. Friday the 15th. That sounds right. So check that out. And then, you know, of course, go listen to The River, because it's awesome. Okay. We're going to leave you here with a cover of a song, not a Bruce Springsteen song, but a Tom Petty song. And this is just a beautiful, beautiful cover. It is by a Canadian singer. Her name is Kathleen Edwards, and she covers the Petty song off his Wildflowers album. The song is Crawling Back to You. And man, this is just lovely. So with that, on behalf of Patrick Foster, on behalf of Shadow, thank you very much for listening to Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. You are the beautiful audience, and we will talk at you tomorrow. Tractor Boys.